Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's NBA playoff time, and they're down to 8 teams in the playoffs, and it appears as though Kevin Garnett versus LeBron James is perhaps the story of the moment, but you know, I can't confirm that because on the line with me is Lisa Salters, who's an NBA courtside reporter for ESPN. Lisa, of the 8 teams that made it into the playoffs, do you think the Boston Celtics are the team of destiny and Kevin Garnett versus LeBron James is what we want to be looking at?
Oh, well, that's, you know, 16 teams actually made it. We're down to 8 now.
We're down to 8.
And, you know, the Boston Celtics have been my favorite since the playoffs began, but, you know, they had such a tough time against Atlanta. Atlanta took them to 7 games in order for Boston to advance, and a lot of people didn't see that coming.
Certainly. Ouch.
So now people are kind of looking twice at the Celtics, wondering, you know, if they were exposed a little bit by the upstart Hawks. I'm still picking Boston and LA in the finals, which of course is what the network is hoping for, kind of a throwback finals.
All of the NBA is looking for that. That is
absolutely
for sure. No more this San Antonio Cleveland idea here. Small markets. But Kobe Bryant certainly with 38 points last night made it seem like LA's got some momentum.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think of how this season started for Kobe Bryant. He did all of that complaining in the off season, threw everybody from the owner to the general manager under the bus for not making the team better, said that he wanted to be traded, you know, a superstar saying that he wanted to be traded. The owner of the team, Dr. Jerry Buss, saying, certainly, you know, we'll take offers. Come on, send offers our way for Kobe Bryant. So you just thought that this was going to be another miserable season for the Lakers, and now look where they are.
How important?
They are the front runners in the West.
How important is it for Kobe to win one on his own?
It's really important. I mean, he would probably say that, you know, it's no big deal, but it is a big deal because, you know, for so long he was linked to Shaquille O'Neal. People blamed him for the fact that Shaquille O'Neal left Los Angeles, said that he would probably never win again without a big man like Shaq. So it is important for Kobe. And, you know, I'm really happy for him that, you know, the reports are that he will be named the league MVP this week, probably on Wednesday. Just really happy for him that, you know, he's gone through so much on the court and off the court that yesterday when we sat him down, he, you know, he admitted that it is special for him. He just hopes that all the reports aren't wrong. You know, he said it is a special moment for him because the knock on him so long was that he didn't make his teammates better.
Well, and Kobe's a tough...
Now people are seeing that he really does.
Kobe's a tough character to root for on some levels. And I'm wondering if the real Cinderella story, depending on how things go, is with Chris Paul down in New Orleans.
Well, certainly. I mean, the baby-faced assassin is what we call him.
Really?
I mean,
you really call him that? The baby-faced assassin?
Yeah, I mean, he just has such a baby. He looks like a choir boy. So sweet, so innocent looking, and he is a really nice kid. But you get him out in the court, and he's as tough as they come. So, you know, the MVP race, it was a two-man horse race, Kobe Bryant and Chris Paul. And I'm sure that there were lots of people who, because they don't like Kobe Bryant, probably voted for Chris Paul. But it really was hard to deny Kobe this year. He's been the best player in the league for at least 5-6 years. But people, you know, didn't want to give him his props because they don't really like him all that much.
All right, well, we'll hold you to your prediction, Lisa. Adora, go ahead.
And just in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say thank you, Lisa Salters, who is actually a friend of mine and who we have dragged out of bed on the West Coast to join us this morning so that we would all be caught up to date on what's happening in the NBA. So, Lisa, many thanks.
You're welcome. And you
and
know
Lisa,
what? I don't know if I'm going to be able to go back to sleep now because hearing the grapes are $5.25 for a pound, I can't understand what that's about.
And just in the interest of full disclosure, we're friends now too, right, Lisa?
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Take care. Lisa Salters from ESPN. Thanks.